Track 6, Family Stance and Family Trance. On the last track, we discussed some ways to use play therapy when dealing with repetitive rituals, control, and regressive behavior, as well as looked at when setting boundaries in play therapy would be beneficial. On this track, we will examine the family stance and the family trance, as well as how the two techniques of the other family exercise and the family models exercise can be used to bring awareness to where the guilt associated with the abuse comes from. In helping clients to understand that the feelings associated with the sexual abuse was not their fault, I found Foster's concepts of the family stance and Bradshaw's concept of the family trance to be extremely beneficial. Foster refers to family stance as the family's daily attitudes and behaviors. For example, a constructive family life stance consists of such qualities as a zest for life, confidence, resourcefulness, and mobility. As you may be aware, there are 4 destructive family stances. These destructive stances include 1, frozen or flatness, anxiety, doubt, and fears. 2, a belief that life is dangerous and resources are scarce. 3, limitations or helplessness that leads to tunnel vision that cannot conceive hopeful possibilities. And 4, rigidity related to control and unawareness to alter the status quo. Terry, age 12, had been molested at the age of 9 while in detention by her teacher and was referred to me by a school counselor. During one particular session, I asked Terry to describe some values of her family. Terry stated, "My mom and dad really like to look good to the neighbors and to the rest of the family. I guess our motto is, keep it in the family. When I told them about the abuse, they told me there was nothing I can do about it because everyone would think I was bad." Clearly, Terry's family was suffering from a destructive family stance characterized by valuing appearances over their daughter's emotional health. By making Terry aware of the effect of her family's destructive family stance, this reinforced the belief that she was not to blame for her sexual abuse. To characterize a client's family stance, familial attitudes, mottos, and behaviors must all be taken into account. As you know, a family's attitude translates feelings into thoughts and behaviors. Terry's family valued appearances and pride above all. Feelings of shame and disgrace, like those that Terry's abuse had produced, were to be avoided at all cost. Family mottos are sayings that sum up shared attitudes. Let me repeat that again. Family mottos are sayings that sum up shared attitudes. Terry's family motto of keep it in the family reflected their value in pride and appearance. Such a family experiencing shame might have thoughts such as, everyone is talking about us and we can't hold our heads up. Family behaviors are the outer result of these attitudes. Terry's family behavior was to keep her from talking about the abuse with anybody outside the family in order to maintain the family's pride. To more clearly recognize the client's family attitudes, I have found the other family exercise to be beneficial. In this exercise, I told Terry to recall a family that she enjoyed being with, and then to compare that family's attitude with her own. Terry stated, "It was so exciting being with my friend Amy's family. I felt open and bubbly walking into their house, to the noise and the music and laughing voices. Her mother and dad made it seem like anything was possible. They supported trying new and crazy activities. My parents worry about every little thing that could go wrong and if people would think we're weird." Terry described Amy's family as open and bold, while her family was closed off. Think of your Terry. Would he or she benefit from the other family exercise? Later on in this track, I will describe a second technique, the mottos exercise, that is also useful in creating awareness about family attitudes. Now that we've discussed the family stance, let's examine what Bradshaw, in his book The Family, calls the family trance, and how Terry broke that trance. The family trance is often an unconsciously agreed-upon view of who a family is and how its members live together. Let me repeat that again. The family trance is often an unconsciously agreed-upon view of who a family is and how its members live together. Obviously, children are naturally prone to bond with their parents, demonstrating feelings the same way parents do to similar situations. Terry had been prone to dismiss hurt feelings rather than display or talk about them. Her parents unconsciously created and maintained their family trance by their behavior towards each other and the children. When Terry felt compelled to break the trance by talking openly about the abuse with her school counselor, she threatened the status quo of silence. When working with Terry in facing family attitudes, I have found the models exercise to be beneficial, in addition to the other family technique mentioned earlier. This exercise helped Terry realize her family's attitude was reinforcing her feelings of guilt. I had Terry write down 3 spoken or unspoken expressions she had heard her family express. These could include sayings, advice, philosophy, cursing, religious sayings, or warnings. Terry wrote down the following 3 sayings: honor your father and mother, don't embarrass me, and I don't want to talk about it. I then had Terry pick one and tell me a situation in which it was used and the kind of feelings it invoked. Terry picked don't embarrass me and related this story. I think I was about 5 and I was in a department store. I was crying and I wanted to go home. My mother kept tugging on my arm and wanted to pull me into an empty aisle. She was whispering to me, "Stop crying, you're embarrassing me. Don't embarrass me." When I got older and remembered that incident, I felt ashamed by making my mom look bad. I asked Terry, "How does this reflect one of your family's attitudes?" Terry responded, "It shows that they don't like negative attention." With the help of this and the other family exercise, Terry was starting to begin to recognize how her family's attitudes and behaviors led her to feelings of guilt and that the abuse she had suffered was her fault. On this track, we discuss the family stance and the family trance, as well as the 2 techniques of the other family exercise and the family models exercise. On the next track, we will examine 4 key factors involved in false memories generated and the influence therapy can have in fabricating these false memories. Question 6. What is an exercise you might consider using to facilitate your abused client to more clearly recognize his or her family's attitudes?